Samuel D. Robinson. Samuel D. as in David Robinson. 12/28/52. 71-year-old gentleman lives at home. He lives alone. He's not married. He used to work in a recycling plant for years. He's exposed to all sorts of allergen and chemicals, period. In the paragraph, he has no children. He's a smoker and drinker, period. He's had a terrible time breathing. In the past month or two, he's lost 20 pounds. He's short of breath all the time. His O2 sat today is only in the 80s, period. He also been recently sick. He just was placed on zithromycin and prednisone, period. Prior to this, he'd been seen in the emergency room numerous times in the past 6 months, requiring steroids and antibiotics because of exacerbation of COPD, period. In the paragraph, he's not interested in quitting smoking anytime soon, and he likes to drink beer from time to time. Family history: mom and dad died of old age. COVID immunization is up to date. Review of system: weight loss, weakness, debility, shortness of breath, sputum production, nausea, air hunger, anxiety. He's quite thin. Again, he's lost 20 pounds, decreased appetite, and multiple visits to the hospital for symptoms of exacerbation of COPD and chronic low back pain, period. Medication includes Zyprexa, 10 milligrams at nighttime. Despite being on Zyprexa, he's lost 20 pounds, which is a big deal because most people on Zyprexa gain tremendous amount of weight. Trazodone, 150 milligrams a day. Coric, 6.25 twice a day. Remeron, 15 milligrams at bedtime. Albuterol inhaler, Symbicort inhaler, Pulmicort inhaler, prednisone on a tapering basis, and zithromycin recently. He also takes Norcortin 325 for 4 times a day for his chronic pain, period. Surgery, his only surgery is amputation of the fifth digit on the left side after he had an accident and developed gangrene of his finger. Medical problems, of course, COPD, ETOH abuse, exposure to environmental exposures, shortness of breath, air hunger, anxiety, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath at all time with any kind of activity, and now at rest, and weight loss with protein, calorie, malnutrition. 138 over 91, 107 heart rate, and 88% room air. 88% room air. O2 sat, a febrile, heart pulses, home pulses, tachycardic lungs, shallow breath sounds, wrong kind of aroused bilaterally, abdomen soft, scaphoid, neurological non-focal, skin shows decreased turgor, or mucosa's dry. There's tremendous weight loss, muscle wasting in the upper and lower extremity, temporal wasting, and evidence of protein, calorie, malnutrition. Assessment, 71-year-old gentleman with extensive history of COPD, tobacco abuse, now with increased air hunger, shortness of breath, anxiety, chronic pain. He lives by himself. He has provider services. He's now having to use a pull-up because he's having issues with bowel and bladder incontinence. Weight loss has been significant, over 20 pounds. He's thin. He's anxious. He's hypoxic. He's in desperate need of oxygen. He's tired of going back and forth to the hospital. He's been referred for possible palliative care and wants to be cared for at home, period. He has his own home. He wants to stay in his own home as long as he can, doesn't want to go to a nursing home or a group home, and with the help of hospice aides and nurses, he's hoping to be able to accomplish that at least till he passes on in the next few months or weeks. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Next number is hypertension. Next number is anxiety. Next number is on multiple medication for his anxiety. Next number is he would benefit from some kind of benzodiazepine to help with his air hunger. Next number is Norcor is helping his chronic pain. Next number is he has not had any workup as far as his prostate is concerned, but at one time he was told he may have prostate cancer, but he wasn't interested in any kind of workup, so I don't have any recent PSA or any other workup at this time. Thank you.